I've been watching a green heron nest at Whitman's Hobart Pond for the past month or so. I was there one day when I saw two adult herons standing in a tree, gently arranging sticks to form their nest. I'm guessing that at least one of them nested here before, as I've seen a nest within 30 feet of this one within the past few years. If not, in a land of hundreds of small ponds and millions of trees, this pair somehow stumbled into mine. Usually, with green herons, the dad picks out the nest site. I've been here in the rain this spring, because practically everywhere I've gone has been in the rain, the story of the summer of 2023. I've seen the mom sitting on the eggs as the rain fell on her head. There's a bit of heroism and dedication to such a sight that we often overlook, but that's the parental instinct in animals of all kinds, something we have in connection. When the young hatched, I was there within a few days. I saw them gently hopping around the branches in the tree overhanging the pond. At this point, when I visited this week, they were flying around both ponds freely. Although they will eventually turn clandestine and prefer skulking around on the edges of ponds, spearing small frogs and the like, for now, the spiky-headed juveniles are zipping around, calling their single-note squawks, probably still asking mom for food. All over the South Shore, dozens upon dozens of species of birds are undergoing the same process, not to mention coyotes, foxes, squirrels, salamanders, frogs, fish, and more. It's all on display for those of us getting outdoors. Sure, we need to keep both heavy raincoats and ample allotments of SPS 50 on us at all times, it seems, but if a green heron mom can sit on a nest through a full-day rainstorm, or protect her nest from dry 90-degree heat, we can adjust too. So, walk this week knowing that you are witnessing the arrival of the next generation. That house wren or northern cardinal hatched on your favorite trail this year may be the mom next year. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.